This morning I've got Mark Causey with me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me here.
Mark, you're putting together this thing called the Haynes Halloween Market. It's happening Saturday, October 27th. That's 2 weeks from today at the A&B A&S Hall in Haynes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mark, what is a Halloween market?
Well, it's a fun event that all our local artists and vendors can get involved with. And it's where you might find oil paintings by Bev Shoup or custom handbags and hats made by Jan Dubber. Or you can find mushroom products and foraging products from myself.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a holiday bazaar.
It is a holiday bazaar.
It's just not a Christmas bazaar, but a Halloween.
Absolutely. This is going to be, you know, a fun event where people can come shop for Halloween type products, being baked goods.
Baked goods.
Absolutely.
I like baked goods.
My wife is a great baker, and she's got some great Halloween ideas all lined up.
Well, okay, that's I'm already sold right there. You touched on it briefly there, but what kind of things will we find here? It says here on the flyer, you've got arts, crafts, and fun foods. We've got baked goods, we've got arts, we've got crafts.
You might find photography by Kathleen Minky. You know, I've talked about some oil paintings that Bev Shoup does. Fun foods, smoked salmon, I believe. Dijon Delights is going to get involved and have a table and sell salmon or, you know, smoked fish.
All right. Well, that sounds like you got a lot of stuff there. The thing I like about this is, as opposed to a Christmas bazaar, is you can go in there and just buy stuff for yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could be shopping ahead for Christmas as well, but also you could just be buying stuff for your own personal enjoyment.
I've always enjoyed the farmer's market or festival type markets where you can find a wide array of products by really talented people. And boy, do we have a lot of really talented people here in Haynes. We want everybody to have the opportunity to come on out. People of Skagway, come on over. People from Clukwan, come on down. See what's available here. Get some of that wonderful soap that my wife likes from Richard Cook.
With all of the stuff that you've mentioned, is there still room for more stuff, more people?
We have lots of room. This is going to be in the A&B A&S Hall here in Haynes. We've had 10 vendors, and I think we could probably even go another 10 at this event without any problem at all.
So you're inviting people from Haynes, Clukwan, and Skagway all over to not just come to the event and look around and have fun and enjoy the stuff and maybe purchase something, but also if you have something to offer, there's plenty of room for you to get
Absolutely.
A table.
Absolutely. Let's have the artists bring their stuff from Skagway. Let's have the Native community get involved and bring some of your beading and leather work down and get involved with this. And also, it's going to be just a fun Halloween time. I'm encouraging the vendors as well as the shoppers to come in costume.
With all this stuff going on, would you say this is fun for the whole family?
It's going to be great for the whole family. Bring your kids in costume and let the kids trick-or-treat the different vendors. I'm going to have a big bowl of candy there.
Oh, well, okay. That's bait. Now, briefly, we should talk about this, too, because not only are you a fun guy, but you are the fun guy. And you mentioned some of your wares that you'll have at the market at your table. You've got some field guides and stuff going on now?
Yes. A year ago, I opened Fun Guy Foraged Products. And what we do is we sell fresh as well as dehydrated or dried mushrooms, mushrooming educational wares as well, like field guide books, posters, mushrooming bags, mushrooming knives. We have it all.
Everything you need for the beginner all the way up to the advanced.
Absolutely. Everybody, you know, like myself, a enthusiast in this, to the expert mycologist, they could find something at my table that would fit their needs.
Is it still mushroom season?
It is. We're starting to wind down a little bit with...
Once it starts to freeze, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, once we get a hard freeze, it's pretty much the end of mushrooming. But I've got a lot of dried
mushrooms.
It's
pretty much the end of wandering around in the woods in general.
Well, that, yeah.
Until you move into snowshoes, and yeah.
I most definitely have a large back stock of products that'll carry me into the new year, mm-hmm. To continue, you know, selling to the locals as well as sending them off to, you know, friends, family, and people that are from afar.
I guess we should mention this too, because it's very important, especially if you're a beginner or even an intermediate forest forager, that you got to be sure you're picking the right stuff before you stick anything in your mouth or in a pot or anything like that.
I do agree with you, Steve. And that's the reason why I went into selling the field guides and offering the mushroom posters. It's all about education. I truly want people to go out, have fun in the forest, pick mushrooms, but make sure you know what you're picking. Never eat anything that you have slightest little doubt if it's safe or not. The code to mushroomers is, if you have any doubt, throw it out.
Mm-hmm. I just this season had my first experience with chicken of the woods. Of course, you're familiar with this one.
Absolutely.
I'd never even heard of it until this year, and had a dish made with this, and it was really good. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like mushrooms. I never have, and obviously they're not all to be lumped in together. But I guess you'd have to say I'm not a fun guy. But this was,
you're absolutely a fun guy.
Yeah, but well, I'm not the fun guy though.
No, you're not the fun guy. I'm the fun guy.
Right. And anyways, I was really impressed with this. It tasted a lot. It had the texture of, say, baked tofu, which is a great chicken substitute. I guess that's where it got its name.
It did get its name because it does resemble cooked chicken. I would say it was like white meat or breast meat of a chicken.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good. And now that I've had some, I think next year I'll be apt to go around and maybe forage myself. And
look for that bright orange shelf mushroom growing on dead trees. Absolutely. Cut off the outer inch to inch and a half and take it home and cook it up.
There you go. Just a small sample right there of what you can learn from some of these field guides and the other stuff that you offer there. If anybody is interested in getting a table at the Halloween market, or if they have questions in general or just need more information about this, can they give you a call?
Absolutely. They can call me at 907-766-2992.
So again, that's the Haynes Halloween Market, 2 weeks from today, Saturday, October 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the A&B A&S Hall, which, by the way, has just been remodeled. Is that right?
Newly remodeled, brand new windows, nice new heating system. It's going to be a great, comfortable place for a nice family event, the Haynes Halloween Market. Bring your kids. Come trick-or-treat the Halloween Market.
So another reason to go down there is just to check out the new A&B A&S Hall, too.
It's beautiful. They've done a really good job.
Can't wait to see it. Sounds like fun, and thanks for talking to us this morning, Mark.
Steve, thanks for having me. It's been fun, and we'll see everybody at the A&B A&S Hall for the Halloween Market.